call this meeting of the Tannehill County Transportation Advisory Board to order. Start with a roll call. Doug Mueller.
Ron Newman, District 5.
Michael Woods, City of Branson.
Kendall Hayes, District 7.
Devin Huff.
Brian Caperton.
And our audience is
Travis Hire with HDR.
Matt Burns, City of Branson.
Jason Civil, City of Branson.
Jack Cole, Tannehill County Road Bridge. Ben Plummer, Tannehill County Commission.
Trish Barrios, Office of the Council of Governments.
Chief of Land, Tannehill County.
Perfect, thank you. Okay, and first item, the approval of minutes from previous meeting.
There's one little mistake here. Road and Bridge has done 11 miles of micro-paving. It's micro-paving, isn't it?
Yeah, I haven't even got to look at them.
Yeah, on the first page.
Thank you. Is that a new technique you guys have?
Micro-paving is, not micro-paving.
I move to approve with the edit that.
I will second it.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item two on the agenda is old business. We have you guys from Ron who followed the record.
Could we get the update on our project list? Maybe it looks like it's a big dictionary now. And then that might set the discussion for continue, because these are all old projects. Would that work?
Yeah, but it's an updated list that Travis redone.
Yeah.
We had to have some took off, like the expressway.
Right.
So you guys tell me if you want to go through kind of the changes.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Mr. Chairman, if that's...
Yep.
That'll raise a bunch of old questions a little bit.
So basically, the packet you have is every project that's in the roadway list and multimodal list. So it's not all the completed ones, the ones that are taken off the list, but I still have all those in the spreadsheet if we ever pull them back out. But so just kind of quick run through some of the changes. Tannehill County Expressway is off the list now. Highway 86 corridor, we reevaluated that based on the improvements that have been made, so we moved down to
10.
Same thing with 76 Country Boulevard, since that's kind of in motion, that got reevaluated and dropped to number 7. Updated Thunder Road a little bit based on the work that's been done there, and we're just waiting on a permit there. Did check on the transload facility description, made sure it wasn't referenced in with the expressway, which it didn't, so we didn't really change that. F Highway and 160 intersection, we reevaluated that and recommended a high friction surface or roundabout. So that got bumped back up the list instead of being completed. Updated some of the descriptions on some of the completed stuff. Project 5-9, which is number 17, is a new one. That's the high road and Buchanan roundabout. Added some description on Bird Road, 248, and the turn lane on Bird Road. Project 1-15, that was interchange Maple Street. Added that one. And we added Pro Tem Cedar Creek Bridge just in the completed list. We didn't do a full evaluation on that since it was a project since it's already in the works.
How did the Hollister Parkway extend? Was that based upon congestion or safety or?
No, that is what would have been the expressway, that Maple Street.
Oh, okay.
That's what would have been.
So that's the placeholder that takes
the
what's been done there so far? And
yeah.
There are a few other changes on dates and kind of status in some of the projects, but nothing real significant, so.
And those are all the backup sheets behind it with the scoreboards.
And those aren't, they aren't necessarily in the ranking order. They go, District 1, which is the first set, so they go in order to project number 19152. They're not actually.
As always, thank you, Travis, just like you put it very detailed. And with all those changes that we made in the last couple of meetings.
Yes.
You helped keep us straight, so that's really good. Thank you. We get to go digest it and between now and the next meeting, get a little more detail.
All right. Thank you, sir. Okay. Any other old business please discuss?
Couple of questions on a couple of the projects. About Michael, the status of the traffic light? This is a 248 corridor one, ranked fifth on the list here, at the top of Branson Hills Parkway. We've got the new hospital being built there. It's about to be completed. It'll be done by the first of the year. We've got the new social birdie that's completed. And we've had bukus of, since we started that project, of the housing projects along there. And wondering if we have any sight in the 5-year plan or 10-year plan of signalizing that intersection.
That'd be the 10-year plan, and that it's not been identified in the 5-year plan as far as I know. I'd love to get back to you on that offline for sure.
Could you generate some discussions, see if there's a way of
to fund it, yeah.
Get it going forward. And there's some other intersections that have come up out there on 248 before, but that probably is going to be the highest priority because the traffic count is going up tremendously.
Yeah.
And another question I had was the other end of that was there in front of Walmart, which is another project on the list here for that tail space where they're turning in to go into Walmart from that light. Any thoughts of design work or anything to be done there? It looks like a part of the median could be taken out. There's an existing median there, the tail end, where the cars are sticking out, blocking traffic when they get blocked on that turn. Removal of maybe 20, 25 foot of median would give them additional tail space. That may not cure the problem. I know you've done some, but I can tell the difference in the timing of the lights and so forth. But yeah,
the lighting, the signalizing in there has been changed the game in that area for sure. All the addition of the businesses that are there and KFC and so on and so forth. So, yeah.
If you could take a look into
it. I think the issue was some, as we discussed this before, that wasn't with the gas station there with their entrance.
The whole purpose to me of that median to keep people from backing up too far, blocking the traffic light down below, forcing people to use the other entrance to Walmart.
Well, it's the one across the street, the one that the left turn into Walmart, not the one in front of the gas station. That was an issue too in the past, but that seems to subside. KFC is not that bad now.
No, that's the one I'm talking about.
After 6 days, people realize it's just KFC.
Yeah. Well, they could get additional tail space if they took some of the median out, because they're sticking out.
I thought that's going to back the traffic on down to the light, blocking the traffic signal.
Well, that's on the timing of the signal, how they rapidly get them through there. But right now, they're tailing them, sticking out in through traffic. And I don't know how many accidents have been there, or incidences. Michael, you probably have a better handle on that than I do, but that's something we'd like for you to take a look at.
Absolutely.
And that may be the fix, physically, or a fix that would help.
I know 2:00 in the afternoon, that place gets pretty insane down there. So.
I think you could probably get 4 or 5 more car lengths in their tail space. It's not an easy job to tear down a median.
Now, you're referencing going westbound from 65 there up where traffic's backing up there almost to Wintergreen?
Yeah, backing up. Well, they're sticking out into the through traffic.
Gotcha.
Because they don't have enough tail space.
Michael, correct me if I'm wrong, the more of that concrete you remove, the more they're going to keep backing up and more tail space closer to the traffic light, right?
Yeah, closer to it.
Yeah. It's something they need to take a look at because it needs to be fixed. Because it's getting worse.
Good job on the paving. Yeah. That's good.
Oh, that pavement is absolutely. Kudos to the city.
Yeah.
All the way down to where I live at Branson Hills. It's
that was
beautiful.
The last segment. So.
That is, and a year ago or 2 years ago, you did their Branson Hills on up to the top of the hill. So that truly is a Class A expressway, and maintaining the medians and the shrubbery and everything in it, it looks like that whole complex really looked good. Good job on the paving.
All right.
One other question. Since our last meeting, we had a fatality on the strip. Can you give us an update on what the resolution of preventative measures to, was that a traffic, was that a crosswalk, number one?
It was, what I can say legally, it was at a crosswalk, the pedestrian pressed the button activated all the synchronization that we have in place that's there, and distracted driver. Young. Unfortunate. So
the driver was determined at fault.
Correct. No alcohol, no drugs. So we did an education campaign, highlighted that in the Hollister meeting for a week during veterans, that Missouri state law is anytime one of those is activated or you see somebody in the crosswalk, you're responsible to stop as a driver. Missouri state law there. Active enforcement will come up, but as you know, the city of Branson is a tourist community, so what you fix one week may be a different person the next week, so on and so forth. So the next step that we're looking at is Hawk systems, which is some lighting systems that are similar to stoplights, but not stoplights, to bring more attention. They roughly run around $80,000, $90,000 plus. The development of that, I would see segment one and two, that being incorporated in, and then trying to do all the 76. The other thing is we took some time and looked at what City of Springfield is doing, along with their, you know, Springfield stops and respects and people that are there, and trying to figure out what makes appropriate sense for the city of Branson. We're sorry that somebody perished at an intersection.
The previous one, there was a priest that was killed on down in front of Presley's, I think it was. That was not at a crosswalk. What is the status on the spacing of synchronized crosswalks on the new
On the new one, there's five islands in there and three mid-block crossings in a mile. So pretty good is what's platted right now or in the planning. A little bit of agreement, so we have to get through to get there.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Item three, Taney County updates. Devin?
Round Mountain Road, we're scheduled the week of the 18th of December to put the box culvert in, and that will be the last phase of a mile and a half of the base portion, and that will be chip and seal next year. All of that up in there except for the half a mile at Cambridge will be all hard surface. Reno Springs Bridge, it's in the planning right now for different alignment, going to get a brand new high-rise bridge under the BRO program. There's going to be a lot of riprap along the creek bank. Pro Tem Cedar Creek Bridge, the county is going to perform it. It is currently being designed. the Round Mountain box, I don't know if we need to